This is a special Hanukkah edition of Judaism Unbound, Night 6. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dan Liebenson.
And I'm Lex Rothberg.
And today we're going to be looking at the game of dreidel. It's thought by many to be a traditional Hanukkah game. In fact, well, I guess it is a traditional Hanukkah game. The question is, when did the tradition begin? A story that a lot of us learn in school is that the Maccabees and their friends were playing dreidel outside of caves in order to pretend that they weren't studying Torah, they were studying Torah, and then when the Greeks would come, they would put away the Torahs and get out their dreidels and play along. But one of the things that we learned on the podcast, and perhaps we knew before, was that the game of dreidel is actually based on a game that was played in Germany, which I think was based on a game that was played in Ireland. And it's quite clear. A drinking game. And
it's important.
Yeah, it's quite clear that the letters on the dreidel don't really in their origin stand for a great miracle happened here. They stand for the German words that mean, you know, take none, give all your money into the ante, you know, put half of your money into the ante, etc. And so I think that our conclusion from that is that just as we imported a game into Hanukkah and gave it Jewish meaning 100 years ago or whenever, we could do that again.
We can and we shall. And so Judaism Unbound has created its own dreidel game. We'll also shout out to our friends from Modern Tribe who have their Texas dreidel game. We're not going to play that one, but it's a Texas Hold'em variant on dreidel that they created a long time ago and which you should check out on their Modern Tribe website. But we created our own game last year, and it's actually like a dice-related game. So we've rebelled so thoroughly in a controversial sense such that we are not using the top modality, but instead are using dice. And so we made on our website under the play track of Hanukkah Unbound a bunch of like fun rules. It's actually analogous to the game Kings, which is another drinking game, which many of you may know. It's the one where you've got a big ring of playing cards, and when you pull a three, it means a certain thing, and if you pull a certain number, then people have to drink and all that stuff. You know it if you've played it, but we're making our own dreidel version. So without further ado, I'm going to roll some dice.
I think it's important for you to point out that we're using eight-sided dice.
Oh, yes.
That's a key to the... You know, that's why it's even better than dreidel, because the dreidel only has four sides.
Dreidel is the B-minus version, and dreidel plus is the eight-sided dice version that we are pioneering, because eight sides for eight nights. We have solved dreidel. So, we are going to roll the dice. I'm going first. And I got a three. Three says, oh, that's a bummer. I have to put three pieces of candy in the middle. So Dan's going to go next, and he might win some of these. We'll see.
I got a six.
Six is truth or dare. So Dan, do you want to make me tell a truth or give me a dare?
I think given the podcast, it's going to be a little hard to get a dare. So how about a truth?
You could dare. You could be creative, but I'll do a truth. Sure. What do you want? What do you want me to tell the world?
What is your least favorite Jewish holiday?
Hitting me where it hurts. My least favorite Jewish holiday. I'm gonna be like really heretical, and I've said on the podcast a couple times that I sort of struggle with the high holidays, like Rosh Hashanah. I just like continue to not know what to do with other than Tashlich, the ritual where you throw your bread in the water, in which represents sins, and the shofar. Like those are okay. I like those, but like I still haven't figured out Rosh Hashanah. I'm hoping that somebody out there will come up with the Rosh Hashanah tradition or ritual or service that takes it to the next level for me, but I'm not there yet. So I guess that's my truth. So now I will do one last roll. I got a four, which means I get to take two pieces of candy from any opponent or from the middle.
Oh.
So Dan, I can't reach through Skype to you and take them from you. I'd like to take candy from you. It's not like taking candy from a baby, but it's like close. So I'm just going to take two candies back from the ones I just had to put in, and I am going to eat them for all of you out there to hear. No, I won't. I'm going to eat them, but I'm not going to do it right into the mic because that would be gross. But so anyway, that's our dreidel game. We hope that you will give it a shot and play it with your friends. You can find it on our website under the play track of Hanukkah Unbound. We hope that you'll send us any of your ideas for alternate dreidel games or general Hanukkah rituals, activities, whatever. And you can hit us up at dan@judaismunbound.com or lex@judaismunbound.com if you have any of those ideas.
If you don't have an eight-sided die, I think you could just use two regular dice and ignore any numbers above eight.
Very true, although that will predispose you towards a lot of sevens and eights if you know some probability stuff. Hashtag nerd dues. So, I am going to chomp one bite. Hope that was nice and loud. And with that, this has been Judaism Unbound.